It seems as though Arnold Palmer has always been charging up the 18th fairway of the Augusta National Golf Club. It's hard to believe he hasn't won the Masters tournament in 20 years.
It's the atmosphere that I've enjoyed all my life. I see my friends and people who I've seen for 30 years out on the tour. And Augusta, I think there's a certain nostalgia about the tournament.
The line is perfect. He's got a fitting climax as Arnold Palmer becomes the first golfer ever to win the Masters Championship four times.
In 1964, when Arnold Palmer won his fourth and last Masters, he was Mr. Golf, the charismatic leader of Arnie's army. In that magic time, the putts always rolled in. The shots boomed true and far. That was the high point of Palmer's game, although his celebrity, his appeal, kept growing. Like the light from a dead star, Palmer kept shining.
Hey, Arnie, how about winning this one?
I'm ready.
There you go.
Don't weep for Arnold Palmer. In clothes he endorsed with clubs he designed, he hits balls on Florida land he owns as far as he can see. The game that once totally absorbed him is now the foundation for his business empire.
Well, I wanted to be a golfer so I could stay outside and be in the sunshine.
Arnold Palmer is 54 years old now, and sometimes it seems that all he does on a golf course is soak up sun.
I suppose people would say to me, why are you still competing? But as long as I feel like my game is good enough, and if I ever did get it together, which I think is still possible, I could be a contender in a tournament.
Palmer has not won a major tournament since the 1973 U.S. Open.
What do you mean by getting your game together? What does that mean for you?
Well, getting my game together, I suppose, is getting myself together. Really just going out and playing golf for a week or 2 weeks prior to a tournament. Golf is still number one to me, but there's no question about the fact that I have a lot of things that I enjoy doing that aren't just golf.
I got my start playing golf, driving a tractor. My father was pro here, but before he taught me to play golf, he taught me to treat the...
Before Arnold Palmer's father became the pro at the Latrobe Country Club in Pennsylvania, he was the greenskeeper. Arnie grew up playing with the caddies, not the members.
I might have never gotten on the golf course.
My father made it very, very important to me and told me what a golf course was, and he told me when I could use it and when I couldn't use it as his son. And of course, the more he told me I couldn't use it at certain times, the more I wanted to. And it's almost a reverse psychology, because it was a club for members and members only, and I was on the outside trying to get in.
Palmer made it inside as a college and amateur champion. In 1954, he turned pro.
Golf and television got married in the late 1950s, strictly a marriage of convenience. Golf needed to get out of the country club and reach consumers, and television, the new medium, had time to fill. The firstborn son of that marriage was Arnold Palmer.
Golf, inherently, by its very nature, is a rather dull game. And here comes this animal, this vibrant, very alive kind of creature that transcended all of the mystique of the Bobby Joneses.
Frank Cherkinian has produced the Masters on television for a quarter century.
Most of the people could equate with Arnold Palmer. They could relate to Arnold. Arnold's ability to do unheard of things, to go through walls, to take down trees, and to just charge. All of those characteristics were captured immediately on camera.
Did you know the camera was there?
I suppose, just like I knew the people who were in the galleries. I never thought of it that way when it was happening. When I first started playing the tour, and I was striving with that urgency to succeed, I didn't think about the cameras or the galleries or anything about that. I did what I did because I liked it. When I don't want to do that, and when I don't enjoy the people that are around me, and I don't feel that I can talk to the camera, then I'll disappear.
I think he's done a lot for golf in the last 20 years, even though he hasn't won much. The hold is still there. The galleries still swarm. Arnie's army is still extant. He is still a part of the golf scene. As long as he can draw it back, he will be a vibrant part of golf.
Yeah, this is looking nice. Very elegant.
But golf sometimes has to fight for Palmer's attention.
That's nice. Okay, and looking straight at me, that's nice.
Does your mind actually wander during golf? You think of something else?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it sure does.
Really?
Oh, yes, and that's the problem. And I found that starting happening a few years ago, where I was thinking about a golf course that I was building or a development that I'm doing or something else that might just take my mind away. It could be anything. Where a few years ago, that really didn't happen, because then the most important single thing to me was winning that golf tournament. I don't usually write that sort of stuff, you know, man.
There can no longer be any important single thing for a man who is a conglomerate and a mystique, as well as an athlete. A man whose stubborn integrity demands that his autograph be signed by his own hand.
Dr. Giles has his usual...
He gets a bunch.
Palmer's signature is also on a golf course in China, which he designed, and which he sees as a bridge between people.
And this may be dreaming a little bit, but I think the possibility of aggression and cold wars and things like that would really diminish. I think that golf is a game that can bring people closer together than any other game. Even though you're competing against each other, there's some sort of a camaraderie between golfers that when you're in business, you say you're talking about a business deal, or you're talking about wanting to know someone for one reason or another, and you say, gee, he's a golfer.
He is a golfer. In the 60s, he was voted athlete of the decade. In the 80s, one of America's leading businessmen. He competes mostly on the over 50 senior circuit now, although he occasionally plays on the regular tour against the young Tigers. He likes to say that nothing beats standing in the sun hitting golf balls. Will you get into bad habits every so often?
Sure. I can change my swing and alter my grip, try to take the club away and move my head and do all those things, but I usually fall right back into the same pattern.
Doesn't anything get better in the game as you get older?
I haven't found out what it is. If there's something that gets better, you know, you could say, well, you are a veteran and you have all that experience to rely on. I'd rather just have those 24-year-old nerves and that ability to hit the golf ball, be agile, be able to recover from the mistakes you make. No, there isn't anything that you can do better at 54 than you can at 24, I can tell you that.